The Pesukim relate how after Kriyas Yamsuf, after the Mon, so once again, Klal Yisrael complained. They went to Refidim, and they complained about Mayim. There was no Mayim to drink. A little back and forth. Moshe hit the rock, and the water came out. Masum Riva. So after the Epsa was finished, was concluded, they got all the water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the place Masa Omeriva. Ariv B'nei Yisrael. Anasos Mar Hashem Lemor. Hayesh Hashem B'kebenum Oyin. Because there was this complication, this discussion, this, dispute, you might call it. And they're testing Hashem to say, is Hashem with us or not? However, Amalek and Amalek came. Hayochem Yisrael Im Yisrael Berfidim. So right after that, so Amalek comes, and they wage war with Klal Yisrael and Refidim. So the Medrash brings, first the Medrash Rabba brings, the very famous Medrash, Maksiv Sham, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Moyin, Vayeva Moik, what's the connection? There seems to be two separate incidents, two separate stories. The first story was with regard to the complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water, challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their own being tested. Then Amalek comes. What's the connection between the two? Says the Medrash. Mashal atinok sheirochev al kseifel shel aviv. Mashal to the young child who was riding, sitting on the shoulders of his father. Viroch chavero shel aviv. And he sees his friend's father, the friend of his father. He sees him coming by. And I think the Yalkut brings just a little more. The Mashal is going around all different places, and the father takes him on his shoulders to get to buy candy here, to buy toys here, to get clothing here, whatever it was, all the things he needed. The father was taking him around town to get Amargo. So now he sees the friend of his father, Amargo. He says, Abba, by the way, do you happen to notice where's my father? Where's my Abba? Amargo Aviv, his father says to him, when the father hears him say this to his friend, the father says to the boy on his shoulders, "Ata rochiv al kaseifai, you're riding on my shoulders. Yata shoa olai, and you're asking where I am. What's with you? I mean, I'm right here. You're on my shoulders. You're using me. I'm providing for you. You ask ata shoa olai. You're asking about me where I am. Hareini mashlichacha. Behold, I will throw you off. Vayava asone, and your enemy will come. Vishkot boch." And he will go ahead and take care of you. Listen, you don't realize I'm here, I'm with you, I'm in charge, I'm helping you all the time. So I'll leave you to the elements. I'll send you away. I'll go away myself, and your enemies will take care of you. Kach omar kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. So to that's the mashal, the nimshal is that kodesh baruch says to Klal Yisrael, ani nosasi itchem al anani kavod. I carried you on anani kavod. I was with you. I surrounded you. And now you tell me, is Hashem around? I've been with you. I've protected you the whole time. It was me all the time. Therefore, that's the connection. That one led to the next. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset that Klal Yisrael didn't recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them the whole time, protecting them, fighting for them, caring for them. Therefore, Hashem says, I'm leaving. Let your enemies come and take care of you. Let the enemies come. So it seems Rabosai, just very simply, you know, when you speak about this taina that Klal Yisrael had, or the feeling that Klal Yisrael had, Hayesh Hashem Rekibenum Oyin, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, you know, okay, is that an exaggeration or what? It's not clear what that means. But for the Medrash, it seems very clear. And in fact, the next line I brought in the Marzu says, Hashem Mikabeinu Mayin, Doresh Kipshuto. There's other Purushim beforehand in the Medrash, but this Medrash says, Kipshuto, Shagam Bozeh Hayu Mesupakim. It's a phenomenal concept, bro. It's Shayach for Klal Yisrael. Just a little Kol Chatzir. Not too much, a little Kol Chatzir. Right? Klal Yisrael recently just emerged from Mitzrayim. They saw all the Nisim Guyim, all the 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, the Nisim, which enabled them beyond belief. We told me Yitzhias Mitzrayim is the greatest nisim ever occurred to Klal Yisrael in the history of the world. Then they went to Yamsuf, they created Yamsuf, more nisim, what was I going to say about 150, 50, I don't know, all the different numbers over there, the machokas, how many nisim were, there was tons and dozens, dozens of nisim that took place all the time. And Fakir Ka Yisrael say that, the Chazal say rather that, that Rosh Shivcha, Yom Mashir, that every shivcha, the lowest of the low, the simplest person, saw mamish so many nisim, they were inspired to the level of nevuah. Yecheskel and Buzi was a navi, and what he saw in Meiser Merkava in his nevuah, so Kai Yisrael saw more than that. They were exposed to nevuah on the madrega of being mekabel nevuah, to hearing, to seeing nevuah. They reached a tremendous madrega, and as the Medrash over here says also that. They went ahead and they were protected by an under cover all the time. Nothing, everything was cleared for them. The animals, the weather, the mountains, the plains, the valleys, everything was nisim. Every single day they saw nisim. And the mun just happened. They also got mun all of a sudden. That's nachanes, antafanes, more nisim. Nisim within the mun itself was all nisim. So you would assume if anybody in the world can rely on the fact that I am a Baal Emunah, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here. I know Hashem is so wonderful, so good to me. He's there. His presence is felt. I'm the present all the time. He's always here with me. He's taking care of me. He's doing for me whatever I need. He's there for me. He's there for me in Mitzrayim. He's there for me in Kriyas Yamsu. He's there for me in the money. He's there for me for Anei Kavod. Everything. What they saw was beyond belief. Savada, I'm a tremendous Baal Betoch. I'm a tremendous Baal Emunah. I, of course I know Hashem's with us. Not true, Rabosai. It's not true. It's not so easy. An average person, or every person, not just an average person, these people, mamish felt, there was some, obviously they believed, if you asked them, do you believe in Hashem? Of course they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, shy about it, I believe, of course I believe. Hashem with you, of course he's with you. But on some level, Rabbeinu said, there was a lack of, some kind of dakus, of a lack of realization, a real lack, not just an imagined, not just a poetic lack. But Dorish Kipshuto, Shigamuzayu Musupakim, they are Mamish Musupik, somewhere deep down, they weren't convinced, is Hashem there with us? Is he there? Is he taking care of us? Is he on our team? Is he gonna take care of us? Is he gonna provide for us the water and the food, whatever it was? There was some kind of lack of Bosai. So, it seems, whatever the reason, the Koach HaYetzer, the Koach HaTimtum HaLev, the Koach HaTaifa, whatever it is, Rabosai, there's something which needs chizuk, and a person cannot rely on, I went to yeshiva, I learned many years, I grew up from home, and from environment, I'm in yeshiva all day long, I learned Torah, but it's not pashut. You can't assume about also that you have this feeling of emunah, it's not that strong. You need something. The next medrash tells us, Shabbosai, the next medrash says, let's just add one more, the other famous chazal, the third line, we have a molek, there was at least one thing which could bridge the gap. And when Klal Yisrael naturally might not be Baal Emunah, one thing is the Tavlin. The Tavlin is Barotzi Yisrael Barotzi Torah Tavlinah, that when a person is involved in learning Torah, learning and doing mitzvahs, being involved in Avodas Hashem, being involved 24/7 in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning, and there was some kind of weakness over here. That was Berefidim, the Rafi Demin HaTorah. They weakened their connection. The connection to Torah was a little bit weakened. It wasn't what it should have been. It wasn't 24/7. It wasn't with all the kokos. It wasn't with all their involvement. If they're not involved in Torah mitzvahs to the highest degree, doesn't say they weren't learning. Of course they weren't in Torah. But it was Rafi Demin HaTorah. It was a little bit weak. Not as strong as it should have been. Not as strong as it could have been. That protective power, the koach of being surrounded, being involved in Torah, and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful Torah, the Emeskite, the Rachmanis, the Chesed, whatever it might be, all that's contained within Torah. And I guess I would add more specifically what we believe is the Riman HaMusher B'Spayelus, when a person learns Musher, a person chases over, that's part of Torah. He sees the stories in Torah, he sees the Nisim in Torah, he sees the Chesed in Torah, and he feels it, and he emotionally integrates with his personality. That, Rabbos, is what it takes, is what necessary to go ahead and be strong in Emunah, to really believe, not just surface level, not just verbally believe and claim, of course, and this, it's not a lie, it's the truth. You do believe, but to feel it, the way we should believe it, the way we should feel our bosa, requires a constant mechazik ourselves, constant involvement in Torah, constant learning Musar, and chazering over it again, and again, nachamol, 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 just to make sure, because the greatest people, the Dor Deah, who saw so much, were involved in so much, they could not go ahead. They lost that level. They lost their level of vekus and belief in Hashem. Their what you might assume is intellectual belief, but it's the herring belief. The emotional belief was not there because they were lacking in their connection, their involvement in Torah on a regular basis. That, both sides, should be a mind-boggling a chizuk for us, that we have to. We can't, like I said, people, I'm a firm guy, what's the big deal? Of course I believe. Why should I read any chazal to a man b'tachan? Who needs it? What's the point? About say we need it. As strong as we are, every single person here needs it. Sorry.